Purim together with Gula Pesach. Today's topic is a topic I have to spend many hours on a long time because it's not. There's no sefer that really, not one sefer that talks about the topic at hand today. Thank you. But it's the most important topic that we're going to talk about. Over the years, we've talked about many different halacha type topics. But if there's a Gemara, and the Gemara tells us in the Sechtis Megillah, maybe Gula Lailam, if you say things over in other people's names, you bring Gula to the world. We're in this man of Gula now. We have to discuss what does that mean? What does that mean? In other words, you hear my speech on Shabbos. I said a number of different sfarim I quoted. Does that mean when you go home and you're going to repeat my speech? So you can bring Gula Olam. It's very simple. Don't just say that the rabbi said. Say that the rabbi quoted this paper. And that's Gula. We are going to see today that there's an Avera if you don't. In certain situations, if you don't say over the names of the Sfarim or the names of the Dvar Torah, and we all, those of us that are Magidei Shiurim, it of course always brought to me that fear. You see so many different Sfarim, you see so many different Gedolim say different things. Does that mean that if I don't say the name, or let's say I saw it in a Sefer, you see today in Likud Sfarim, that's generally so popular today. So the app is the Likud. Is it enough to say the Piskei Tshuva says? Do I have to say who the Piskei Tshuva is quoting? Or maybe I shouldn't say that the Piskei Tshuva said it because he's only quoting somebody else. So maybe it's not necessary. I should say the Piskei Tshuva, or maybe not. Maybe I should say it because I really cheated and I should say the Piskei Tshuva. Why should it make it sound like I researched it and saw it in a sefer when I didn't? We begin with the Mishnah Masechtas Avos. That's where the whole topic begins. Because there are 48 ways to be kayin in a Torah. To be really to say that I was acquiring Torah, there are 48 different steps. The last two steps are going to deal with our topic today. So we're going to go through there's a lot of a drush here too. That's why this topic was a little bit of a challenge. Because not only is there halacha, we have to understand why in the Megillah, Esther said it over the Shem Mordechai, that brought the Geula. How did that bring the Geula? And was it necessary? And how do you see that it's so important? So Esther said it over Mordechai, she should. Mordechai was the one who saved Bigson and Sarah's life. I mean, saved Achashverosh's life by killing Bigson and Sarah. So isn't that what you should do? What did he do that was so extraordinary? And that's why this topic was a challenging topic because of the Drush. And the halacha, so we will therefore begin with the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says that we're learning, if you look at number two, Mishnah Masechtas Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, the last two, you already did 46 steps in acquiring Torah. The last two are, B'amechavin Eshmua, say, the learning that you do, your Mechavin, we'll see what that means, your Mechavin to your Shmua, meaning, literally means, learn the Inyan properly. The last one, what's the last step? You want to acquire all of the Kinyan and Torah. Last is the most important. That's what many of the Mepharshim say. The last step is, you have to say all the things in other people's names. And the Mishnah says, it's a Mishnah. Olamach, akol oimer, dove b'shem oimer, maybe gula loilam. Shenemar, v'taymer Esther, lemelech, b'shem Mordechai. She said over in the shame of Mordechai. So we have a Mishnah, Masechtas Avos. We have a Gemara, Masechtas Megillah. Amar, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Chanina. Maybe Geula Loilam. This is a different step. This brings Geula. The mission of this is, how do I acquire Torah? You want to acquire Torah? Say it over in other people's names. Why? Necessary to be acquire Torah if I say something over in someone else's name? So we'll take this in steps here. So first we have the Mishnah. In Masechtas Avos, it's necessary if you want to acquire Torah, say over in other people's names. And then we have maybe Geula Loilam. Where do we see this in the Megillah? How do we know that it's maybe Geula Loilam? So there's a Chida. Chida says a number four like this. He brings down from the Yaris Dvash. The Chol Mokam Shenemar Melech Stam, whenever it says Melech in the Megillah, we read in the Megillah, it's Melech Malchei Amlochim, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Chazal, the Nichta B'Shamayim, let's read the part, by Yichtoi V'Sefer Divrei Yomim Lifnei HaMelech. What is Melech? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Then in Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote this down, the Nichta B'Shamayim. Why? That's why they wrote it down. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote down what Esther said over to Achashverosh. B'Shem Mordechai, why they write it in Shemayim? Because this is maybe Gula. That is the reason. So now that answers the question I spoke about. It was last week or 2 weeks ago. It's 2 weeks ago that that part of the story, what does it have to do with the conclusion? So Mordechai said over the... Esther said over the Shem Mordechai, but the Teretz is that was the ingredient that was necessary for the final Geulah. And that's why that part of the story is in the Megillah. Mordechai says to Esther, Esther says to Achashverosh, we'll see shortly the other Mefarshim, what was the Chiddush? Obviously, she should say it over the Shem Mordechai, it wasn't her. Why should she say it? Why, when she goes to Achashverosh, why should she say Achashverosh? By the way, Bitzin and Sarish are trying to kill you. It's Mordechai should get the credit. Why should she get the credit? So what's the Chiddush? But we do see from the Megillah, and this is what the Chiddush says, that in Shemayim, it was written, and that was the ingredient necessary. Comes along the Ian Yaakov. Ian Yaakov says what we just said in a little bit of a different twist. Nearly says the Ian Yaakov, the day came and delayed, oh my Mordechai Atzma. Why did Mordechai go to the king himself? Go directly to the king. Bixen and Sharas are trying to kill you. Like, why did he go to Esther? He was in the Shar HaMelech. He had access to Achashverosh. So go to Achashverosh himself. Elavada, you know why? Why do you do this? Kedei Shetaymer Esther Vishmoy. I want Esther to say it over. I want to give her the opportunity to say it over my name. And by doing that, Yavai Agula. So Mordechai could have gone himself. But he didn't go himself. Esther, I'm telling it to you. I want to see, are you going to say this over in my name or not? Esther does say over in the name of Mordechai. It's maybe Gula La'oyla. Comes the Tzferes Yisrael. He explains what was the Chiddush. Esther, of course, now is not going to say it over in her name. So we're going to learn the Tzferes Yisrael, and we're going to learn the Chassam Sefer, and we're going to learn the Ger Rebbe. And from there, once we get a better grasp on what's so special about saying things over in other people's names, hopefully we can see what we should do. We'll see what the halach is, and we'll see what's a nice thing to do, what's the right thing to do. So comes along the Tzferes Yisrael, he says like this. It's pashit. As we just said, if I get up and speak, and it sounds like it's my own dvar Torah, so then it's gaiva. I'm saying something which looks like I was the one who was mechadish. I'm being yisyabis b'talish shenish shaloi. So it's pashit. I have to. Why would that bring gula loyal? Of course, you have to be mechabed. Kol kach shloyer mistam kach shamati. So what's the pshat? I could always say I heard. I would have to say the person's name. If I don't want to have gaiva, so when I make a speech, I could say I saw it in a sefer. But I don't say which sefer I saw it in. So everyone here in shul knows that it's not my own chiddush. That's what the chiddush is. Obviously, I can't just say this is my own bar taira. I can't make it sound like I was mechadish because I wasn't. But the chiddush of the Mishnah is, says the Tveris Yisrael, El Rak Yasker. No, you have to say the person's name. So it's not enough, and we do this all that we're going to see. The Gemara does this, so we have to answer. How many times do we do that? I saw in a sefer. We're going to see the Chafetz Chaim does that too. He did that one time. They asked the Chaim Kanievsky why the Chafetz Chaim did that. You say who it is. If this is a maybe Gula Loilam and the Tversi Saul saying you have to say the person's name, it's not enough to say I saw in some sefer. Or it's a Maimar Chazal. Who is the Maimar Chazal? Who said it? Which sefer did you see it in? That's also part of the guy, because we just said before, if I'm going to see it, I say I saw it in a sefer, okay, so which sefer did I see it in a cheating sefer? I actually researched it, I actually looked it up, I actually knew it. So therefore, it's necessary. So that's pshat, says the Tveris Yisrael. Says the, comes back to the Tveris Yisrael, maybe Gula Olam. What's the maybe Gula Olam? The Misha Asa Dover type. You did something type. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz. Hashem wants that you spar same shame hametiv udrachavay. Hashem wants people to know about you. The yom adu acher b'menu. says it's very, so you're going to be well known. In other words, if you're someone who says, according to the way he's learning, you say over the individual, the sefer that you saw it in, the individual actually says it. So Hashem loves you so much, he wants everybody to get to know you. So you're going to be, you're going to bring the gula. What does that mean, you're going to bring the gula? People are going to know that you are the cause of the gula. People are going to get to know you. They'll get to see that. We hear people talk like that. Oh, Mashiach is going to come in Hizchus. Mashiach is going to greet him. We hear people talking like that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants his name to be known, so you learn from him. Maybe gula means people will talk about him in such a way that he's one of these people. Oh, Mashiach is going to, Mashiach comes, it's in Hizchus.
So when you get over something from someone else, you don't remember who it is, the person.
We're going to have to see, very good. So that's what we're going to see, the Achrayin. Right now we're going in order a little bit. You're right. I have to see, Rabbi Breish will ask the question. If they ask Reb Chaim Kanievsky one question about, like I said, the Chabad Chaim. So we have to see. Many times I don't remember. I don't remember where I saw it. If I write it down, I remember. How many times I don't remember where I saw it? So I could say Shamati, but according to what we're saying, that's what we're going to see. There's a lot of questions as we go along over here. We'll try to do the best we can to do the right thing. Says the Chsam Seifer. Myr Dik Chsam Seifer. Chsam Seifer says, in number 7, Kalaymer Dava B'Shem Aymer, maybe Gula Aymer Pirish. S'chus Hazeh. This chus aso zakat shero legalgil s'chus acher al yodai. Meaning, Shemaya eiz gula mitzara, if there's a need for a gula from mitzara, yachal is, it will happen through you. So what does it mean, maybe gula? It's mashum l'chsam saiva, doesn't mean the final gula. It's very similar to the number 8 from the Chayza from Lublin. Chayza from Lublin says, maybe gula means we all have tzaras. Gula is not Mashiach. Maybe gula liyavi is a, could be a personal tzara. If you look at number 8, ki avas, I'm reading you the last line of number 8. Each one of us from our mitzvah kasher amanu talking about each one of us. Klal Yisrael does not Esther. They were b'shas tzarva. In the schus, like the Sama Sefer says, nizgal gel through Esther. So it happened through Esther, but it doesn't mean maybe gula means the final gula is going to come. It's going to be this, Chassam Seifer saying, it's going to happen through you. When the Geula has to happen, you will be chosen to be the one that Hashem will bring the Geula through. But it's not pshat that because you did this, the Geula is going to happen in your schos. No, you'll be actually the one who will be involved in the Geula. But we see, what do we see from all this? It's not just necessary, it's special, and we should be doing this. But as we are going to see, it gets very complicated with the Magen Avraham. But before we can get to the Magen Avraham, we have to still understand, what did Esther do here that she deserves all this credit? We're saying, whether it's Chassam Seifer, whether it's Tiferes Yisrael, what did she do? If I go ahead and take credit for it, it's Gaiva. So of course I'm going to say it in someone else's name. But why is that maybe Gula Lailam? What did Esther do here that was so incredible that through her, the Gula happens? And according to the Torah, so also HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted her name to be well known. What did she do? Comes along the Imre Yemes, the Ger Rebbe, and he says like this. He asks the question, what we just said. If you read in the Daf Aladaf on Gilad Ab Tezvav, the Ger Rebbe asks, Ma Shvach Atzim, what was so special? So again, that's why this topic is so unique, because we have to do drush to answer the kasha. What's the drush? He says like this: the Gemara learns in the Sanhedrin, when one Navi gets a nevuah, all other Naviim get the nevuah too. But they were not told to say it over. One Navi is told, you say it over. The other Naviim also got the nevuah. Comes out, says the Ger Rebbe, Esther also knew what Bigson and Seresh were going to do. She knew it, but she wasn't told to tell it to Achashverosh. Mordechai is the one, Gemara says, Mordechai Ruach HaKadosh, was Ruach HaKadosh. Vayivad HaDavar leMordechai. Mordechai knew about it, says the Gemara. He knew it through Ruach HaKadosh. That's one shot in the Gemara. The Gemara switches later on. But the Gemara has this Havamina, and there is more than just the Havamina, it's Ruach HaKadosh. As the Ger Rebbe, she knew it herself. Still, she said it over to Mordechai. So she really didn't need Mordechai because she already had this information. But she was given the Ruach HaKadosh that Achashverosh is going to be killed. She could have gone to Achashverosh. Still, what did she do? Because it's so important to say it over in other people's names. Now we have to understand why. It is so important to say it over. So again, is she mislabish b'kisrei shel chaveri? No. She had this information herself. She could have gone herself. But instead of, so in other words, if I have a Dvar Torah, and I thought of it on my own, I happen to see it in another sefer, and that happens many times. I was mechaven, and then I saw it in another sefer. So according to what we're saying here, it's better if I don't say it's my own. I should go ahead and say it's something. Oh, that's chashuv. I could have said it was my own because I thought of it on my own. But I didn't say it's my own. And what I said that it happened, I saw it in this sefer. Oh, then it's maybe gula oilam because I'm giving kavod to others. I'm not taking the kavod for myself. Oh, that's humility. I could have said it was my own. So that would be that's what the Ger Rebbe is saying in some ways. Again, we'll see how that translates into halacha. But
that's not a personal gift. Really, she would.
That's what they're all going to ask, right? Why didn't she let him die? Right. And anyway, he was taking it. Well, the other Mefarshim will say he took a huge risk because what we'll see. I mean, as we go forward, that's how the Chida is going to explain. It was a huge risk on Mordechai's part. How did he know that Achashverosh was going to kill? Imagine Achashverosh forgives Vixen and Zeresh. So they're going to kill Mordechai. That's what the Chida, that's what the Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz says. Because maybe Gula is so great, he took the risk. That's how each one of them has their own twist of what
But she did was so amazing because it's not her. She should have let him get killed.
Right. Maybe that she could have done that. That's also true. That's also true. Comes along the Magen Avraham. Now this is where we have problems. So up until this point right now, we understand it's special. I could have said it over my own name, according to the MRAMS, and I didn't. Mordechai goes ahead and wants Esther to say it over in his name. He could have gone straight to Achashverosh. So it's a nice thing. It's maybe gula, but is it an avera if you don't? How severe is it if I don't? You heard my speech, you go home and you say the rabbi said, you can say who I said it from. How severe is this?
Probably misquoting the rabbi anyways.
Maybe, right, that's what we're going to see. That's what someone is trying to. Anyway, the Magen Avraham says, we have a Magen Avraham.
The name of the rabbi is not Hashem Rebbe?
That's what we're going to see. You're going to see in a minute that it's not so possible. Look at Magen Avraham comes along here and says like this, number 9. He's going through all the, at the end of Kufn and Vav, his whole list of all the halachas that we have to be careful with. He ends like this. Kol, number 9, I underline it for you, Tzarechi and Gazel. Kol Shane, I'm a Dabba B'Shem, I'm right? If you don't say it over in the name of somebody else, you get an Avera. I have a Vilav. Not only is it you're losing out on maybe Gula Lailam, you're right for an Avera. Every time you don't say it over in someone else's name, it's an Avera. We'll get this Avera from. Where does this come from?
Even if you don't take credit at all, he says, I heard it, but I don't know who it's from.
Right, that's what he's saying.
You can't say that.
Well, that we have to see. First of all, we have to know where the Magen Avraham gets this from. And the Magen Avraham is creating a very, very difficult. Maybe, whenever we say the retire over, or any say for them. Right.
Well, maybe. It
sounds like, right. It sounds like it's a very, very big affair then. You come home and say that I said, if you're going to say it over there, if I said Shabbos, any sefer that I quoted on Shabbos, Rav Reuven Kallenstein, I saw it in the sefer Lahagid, but he wrote a sefer Yechi Reuven. That's why I lately have to be very careful. If I give a shiur on this, I have to be careful myself. So the Dalai Lama would have paid attention to my speech on Shabbos. I made sure to mention every name that I could. But the question is Yiver and Olav? What does that mean, Yiver and Olav? Okay, so we're going to learn Gemara Masechtas Nazir now. Gemara Masechtas Nazir says like this. This begins to help us out. As you'll see, there's no halach in Shulchan Aruch. Check, Magen Avraham tells me there's a lav. What does that mean? There's a lav. If I saw it in the Pisgei Tshuvos, I should quote everyone that he puts on the bottom there. Because he has a lav, a whole list of all the people that say the same thing. So if I'm giving this year, Pisgei Tshuvos quotes Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chai Adam, I should be quoting every single name. So come, let's learn the Gemara Masechtas Nazir. Masechtas Nazir says like this: Kol Shmeitzer de Misamim veTvasa. If a Shmeitzer means a Memra, a Gemara was said over by three different people, meaning to say, B'shem this. We see in the Gemara many times: Amar this man, Amar B'shem this man, Amar B'shem this. Three going back three different generations. Kadmoy u'Basray Aminon. You only have to say the first and the last. Mitzia Le'amin. So we have a Gemara. You don't have to say everybody in the middle. Say the one who originally said it. Say the last one who quoted him. I don't need everybody in the middle. Where do we see that in the Gemara? Let's learn the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Afanami Tanina. We learned. We have a brisa. Amar Nacham Halavler. This is what Nacham Halavler says. My Rebbe was Rabbi Yasha. Shekibo, he accepted it from Abba. Shekibo min azugas, he's heard it from the peers. Shekabo min anabiyim. Halacha l'mayshim sinai. And what's the halacha mishina? He says what the halacha l'mayshim sinai is. Roi b'shabes, v'chad v'shnayim. We're not going to go through the halacha. He's just left out. Because what happened from the Nevi'im? He left out Yeshua and Kalev. We know the Mesech Meshach, this is says. My Shekibo tar min sinai. Then he gives it over to Yeshua. What happened to Yeshua? Why didn't he say Yeshua? Says the Gemara, Shema Amina, you don't have to mention everybody. So of course, so why was everyone else mentioned? In other words, to just get straight, if you tell me the first and the third are the only two that have to be mentioned, so he should have said, Miriashio, who heard, we heard it's Halacha Maishmi Sinai. Why was everyone else in the middle? So that's going to be what the Chida asked the question. But we're going to learn the Medrash Tanchuma. Once again, is a unique shear because in order to find the halacha, we're going to be learning Agadah. We normally don't paskin from Agadah, but this topic is there's a halacha over there, and then there's a good, there's the right way how to live your life. We're going to see there's different categories over here of this halacha. Says the Medrash Tanchuma like this: Amar Rav Chizkiya v'Rabbi Barabbi v'Shem Rav Yochanan Kol She'ena Aimer Davi v'Shem Aimrai. If you don't say it, oh, we have a lav now. All of a sudden, we have a medrash. Allah amar akasev al tigzal dal ki dalhu. You're stealing. You're stealing Torah. How many times do we see a sefer that wrote something? He doesn't say who he's quoting. He really saw it somewhere else. So we have a medrash, and the medrash is telling us it's a lav. Bitzaruch adam kishu shemea davar. When you hear something, how do you read the next line? Laimer oisev shemaim, right? Afilu mishlishi shel halacha, even if it's a third, then look what he says, and he brings the same gemara maseftes nazir. I mean, the medrash brings him in gemara maseftes nazir. Sheshan Rabbi Sein, Rav Nachman Rabbi Ani, Rabbi Yosef Shekibo. Now it's kainam halacha mishina. Mishen ayim adav b'shem aimrei. Olav akosav aimer. It's a lav. Al tigzal dal. Says the night of Yehuda, the number 12. He had a discussion with Rabbi Shaya Pick about this halacha kol aimer adav b'shem aimrei. He's where's the lav? Says an idea that's the medrash. I put it in bold over here. The medrash tanchuma parshas bamidbar. He said he brings down the whole medrash over here. Al sigz al dal. So that we have a lav, and the Magen Avraham is passing like the medrash. He's passing like a medrash. Comes the minchas yitzchak Dayan Weiss. Once again, to try to do as much research as I could. So it just shows up a lot of svarim on drush when it comes to this davar b'shem ayimra. But he also is looking for the lav. And he found, he says it's a Sifri. The Sifri says like this, reading you the Minchas Yitzchak, Loisasik Vol Reyecha, Minai and Lamachlev. How do you know if you say the wrong name? Instead of saying Rabbi Eliezer, you say Rabbi Yeshua. Instead of saying Rabbi Yeshua, you say Rabbi Eliezer. And you mix up their names and you mix up what they say. You're over on a Loisasay, Loisasik Vol Reyecha. You're going into the boundaries of others. You said what they didn't say. That's somehow hasagas gvul. You didn't say this. How that's hasagas gvul to the child. But it is an avera here of hasagas gvul. Minchas Yitzchak says, so we found our lav over here. Okay, comes along this Fas Emes. Fas Emes, once again, in the Sefer Daf Al Adaf and the Sefer Megillah, he brings this Fas Emes. This is a unique Fas Emes too. This whole topic, as I see, is all unique because it's Fas Emes. It's not his style. He says, I want to read you what he says here, because it's so ironic. We're talking about this topic. Sfasemes in Menachah says like this. You heard it from me. I spoke about it on Shabbos. You heard it from me. You don't have to mention his name. You only have to mention the one you heard it from. The Sfasemes says, it appears to me, it seems to me that the Gemara is not sure. What do you mean the Gemara is not sure? We learned the Gemara. We all know the Gemara. We just learned the Gemara. Mesechtes Nazir. Sfasemes knew every Gemara and he knew every. He was a guy in a buck. You tell me he's Mesufic. The Gemara maybe is not sure about this. It appears to me that the Gemara is Mesufic. So they don't ask. You're talking already about the later Paiskim asking on the Sfasemes. They quote the Sfasemes and they say that the Sfasemes wasn't sure, but. There has to be something more that the Sfasemes is not sure about. So let's go over here. We have a Gemara. The Gemara says you need the first and the third. You have to say it over in the first, the one who said it, and the one you heard it from. That's the Gemara. We have the Medrash Tanchuma over here. It doesn't really say that. The Medrash Tanchuma says, Afilu mishlishi shel halacha. And if you don't do it, it's an Aveira. Okay, so what we are going to do then is we're going to learn the Chidah. The Chidah is a Masechtas Nazir. Chidah says like this. This is the beginning of the halacha l'maisa. Comes with Chidah, it says, Shema Amino. Kol Shema Yitza de Mesamer Beitlasa Kamoy Ubasrei Amrinon. You have to say the first and the last. Kvar kasafti, says the Chidah, I already wrote Kama Mekaimus. The Ikron Shaldavon, what does this mean? The Mitzia, the middle one doesn't have to be mentioned. Avalim Bala, Avad if you mention him. Zachar Watai, it's a schos. Umokach Namin, he brings a raya from the Gemara that we learned. Everyone else was mentioned except for Yeshua and Kalib. Now, why didn't he mention Yeshua and Kalib? Because he's trying to teach us this halacha. But he mentioned everybody else. Why? It must be that it's maybe Gula Olam. You see now, there's two parts here. There's the part that's an Aveira. So in other words, it seems from the Chidah. If you don't say over the first and the last, it's an Aveira. Everyone in the middle is maybe Gula Olam. I didn't have to do it. I went out of my way. I didn't have to mention all those up until that point. Oh, so why didn't he do that? So the Chidah himself says, because he's trying to teach us this halacha, that you don't have to, but it's maybe Gula Olam. And we're going to see that the stipler and the Rabbi Breish, they're all going to be going with this Mahalach that is an Avera, and there's maybe Gula Olam. Maybe Gula Olam is, you did something you didn't have to do. Maybe Gula Olam, you mentioned other people's names, you want to give cover to other people, you didn't need to, but it's not an Avera. And then we have an Avera. If I get up in shul, and I say over, and I don't say the first and the last one, it's an Avera. I have to say over the source, and where I saw it. So if I saw it in a Likud Sefer, let's say I saw, we're going to see the Piskei Tshuvas himself when he writes about this, but if I saw it in the Piskei Tshuvas, I can't just say I saw it in the Piskei Tshuvas. Who's the one who said it? I would have to say, the Piskei Tshuvas, quote, who's the first one to say it? Because the Piskei Tshuvas many times will quote all the Achrayim, who's the original source. I got to know the original source. So I would say
you got to go look at the source anyway, see if that person quoted it from somebody.
Right, so that's what we're going to see. Sometimes it becomes impossible, but we're going to have to try, especially, usually they will quote where they saw it. But you're right, because the Aruch HaShulchan is going to quote, most of the time it's a Magen Avraham. So if I say that the Aruch HaShulchan says, yeah, that's where I saw it. But the Aruch HaShulchan really got it from the Magen, he's not saying his own. He does say his own, but many times quoting the Magen Avraham, he's quoting the Taz.
Right, so if I see something that the Malbim says and the Rashba, and the Rabak says, which happens many times, I have to say, it doesn't matter which one I say from. The Malbim himself isn't saying he saw it in the
Rambam. Very good. So they're the original source then. They're right. But if the Rambam quotes the Ramban, so then I got to see it. Then I got to say the Ramban. He's number one.
They just
write
up shop. Doesn't matter which one I pick.
No, because then they're both original sources. They're both original. That's what we're going to see in the study.
We're in halacha. We're relying on a certain safety. So the fact that he quotes it from somebody else, it goes, we're relying on that person.
You mean relying on the Piskei Tshuvas? Yeah, but a lot of times it's pretty quoted.
Let's say we're relying on the Ramah. Right?
Yeah. Right, so Ramah is going to bring down the Maril, let's just say.
Right. Let's say the Ramah brings down the Maril. But we're following that because the Ramah said it. That's why. Why are Ashkenazim following that halacha? Because the Ramah said it versus the Ramah argues with the Metaber. We're following it because the Ramah said it.
Right. Yeah, we are saying
the Maril.
Right. But at the end of the day, the Marama is the one who's the original source because he's telling us to follow the Maril. So we maybe know what the Maril says. We don't know every base Yosef, so we don't know whenever the halach is going to be brought. But for us, the first source is the Rama.
We're relying on the Rama.
Right, so he's our first source. He's the first source. But when it comes to halach, you're 100% right. That would be true. So we are going. I want to just show the olam as Rumi just pointed out. We're going to learn the Piskei Tshuvas because he has one line on this in Siman Kufna on this Magen Avraham, and then we're going to actually learn the stipler because he quotes the stipler. So as the olam here knows, I don't try. If you see something, you have to look up the original source. Not that they're making a mistake. I don't want to say that, but it's when you're quoting one line from a sefer, it's misrepresented sometimes, and we don't really get the real what the halach is. So I want the Olam to learn this with me and tell me what you think. So the Piskei Tshuvas in the Aras in 244 says like this. After he brings the Magen Avraham, we're on the next sheet here. It says that Sefer told us Yaakov, Perek Tezvav, B'Shem Rav Yaakov Kanievsky. So it's like Shemidina ain't Sarah Klahaskir as a shaper Shishamra Amakaris. You don't have to mention the safe you saw all these Makaris in Hakai Min Levar, those that preceded. So you saw in the safer. So I just wonder how you translate these words. I didn't even know what he was saying originally the first time. How do you translate these words? Shemidina ain't Sarah Klahaskir as a shaper Shishamra Amakaris. Hakai Min Levar. Ach, mitzad, now you see, you're talking to Taibla Haskiroi, the Taibayan Yesh Bezet. So, what don't you have to remember?
You don't have to mention the original source, you don't have to mention the original.
Right. Shemidina, you don't have to mention the Sefer that I saw the Makairos.
Right.
But I have to mention. So, if I saw the Pisgah Chuvis, I don't have to say I saw it in the Pisgah Chuvis. I could say the Magen Avraham, right. Or whoever he quotes. Right. That's what he seems. So,
that's what it sounds like.
That's what it sounds
like. That sounds like you looked up all those things. It sounds like you're skipping over the
Jew. Basically, right. So, that's what I would say. My point to you is we're going to learn now inside. Tell me what you think when we learn it inside. Look at what happened. Kashehitvis Rabbeinu Sashir Achron. The stipler printed his last year, and he said in Kol Chazanish, because that's what his stipler learned. Hey, Misham, they go to the stipler. You know, it's not that you should never do this, but this is what the Talmidim and Yeshiva will do. You give them a shir. Oh, they say, Rabbi, I remember we think that they used to do this in shir. Oh, I saw this in the Sefer. Sheharul Sefer Echad, they went to the stipler and they showed maybe a Svarim, Misvarim Hamadamit. They said, oh, what you just spoke about, all these other Svarim speak about. They said to the stipler, Ba'amr said the stipler like this, Shemidina Yitachem, Shein Sarach Lahaske Shem HaSefi, even though I'm going to look up all those Makairis. Right, I don't have to mention the sefer. Why? Mikivon she'acha kach rabba. I went through all the svarim mentioned in this Likud sefer. It brings a mesachta zavoy. The zara isha shravasi amish shmu mishum rabchama baguria. Although lemara sheshama mipir avirmi mishum rabchama kasav shamaraybin. Sherak leprokim hayamaskeh. Sometimes he mentioned everyone that he saw. What do you see from the stipler? The stipler is saying, yeah, I looked at it. You told me that this Sefer says what I said. Okay. I went through all of the Svarim that this Sefer says. Do I have to now quote the Likud Sefer? In other words, this is what the stipler seems to be saying to me. So on the Pisgah Chuvis quotes this, this, and this. So I looked up everyone that the Pisgah Chuvis said. Now do I have to quote the Pisgah Chuvis? No.
Only if you actually did the
very good. That's what he's saying. That's what I'm saying. When you look at the Pisgah Chuvis itself, he doesn't say that. When you look at the stipler himself, he says that it's only because I looked now that they told me that this Sefer speaks about it. So I looked at every one that they quoted. Do I have to now quote the Sefer that these Bachim showed me? No, that's what I'm pointing out. You learn the Pisgah Chuvis. That's why it's such a mistake. Oh, I saw. Yeah, look up the source of the Pisgah Chuvis.
Only if you use the middle Sefer as a table of contents, then you don't have to. But if you actually
exactly right. If I'm using it as a table of contents, I don't have to quote that Sefer. But if it, but. Well,
it's still a little. It sounds a little. How do I know where to go? I mean, it's still
because he's telling. It's still fine, but I don't. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
So he says over here. So I found one of the Gedolim Eretz Yisrael talking about the stipler, and he says it. He says a very look at number the next one on the sheet here. He asks on the he brings the svar. He's quoting the Pisgah Chuvis himself, but I don't know if he saw or looked up the actual stipler itself, but I just want to show you. He asks, so we're doing the part with these two columns over here now. Gulam, he says, his gate shuv is, hey, you shame a stipler. Shigam, in Sarfaska, shame a safer Achrin. Ach, Ravka de Milsa, you talk in Shiro, and then it tugs his hand, but Achrin, Haska, Gamoise, the verb Sarkin. He asks the kash on the stipler. Problem is, I don't understand myself, because why don't you look up what the stipler says? Shere begamar, mavur, lahedji, the eshchi of Lahaska, Gamasakram. What do you mean? He just learned the Gemara. You have to mention the last place he saw. But we just said we saw the stipler. The stipler told us the answer. That's why these svarim that are writing, why don't they, if they would just look it up, then I think they would agree with me and you. Look what his teretz is. Venera Leimar. Okay, the Shani Kabbalah Samemir Ishmi Pi'ish. Once Ishmi Pi'ish, from learning it from the Sefer, she came to Kabbalah Ishmi Pi'ish. When it's this Rav said it from this Rav, how could I leave anybody out? The Messiah was given down one from the next. That's the Gemara. But if there's a Sefer that says it, and the Sefer is telling me where to go look, and I go look it up, that Sefer is not the Messiah. That Sefer happens to help me out to go see who was the one who said it. I don't need to quote that Sefer. It's not part of Messiah. That's the way the Sefer learns. Okay, is that what the disciple is trying to say? Maybe that's what he's trying to say. We could look up. I can't tell you because I don't know if this sefer actually looked up what we just did in the Toldos Yaakov. But at the end, he does say the last two lines in the column. Even the stipler says, if you say the sefer, Toivayim, Eimachanami. I happen to see this sefer. So let's go over here. There's always going to be maybe gulul. According to the stipler, the maybe gul is, I happen to see it in the Piskei Tshuvos who quoted all these that I looked up. Okay, maybe gula. Am I ever in Avera if I don't say the Piskei Tshuvos? No, because I looked them all up. Why should I quote the Piskei Tshuvos? He's not part of the Mesira. He's not part of the Mesira Satayra. But maybe gula loyalam, because that's where I saw it. I don't want to take credit. I don't want it to look like that I was knew all these farim. So I would say, so again, we see this too. That's what it seems to be. Taib linik taibasayim. Gula asker, call me Shayachal. Why? That brings gula. Why does that bring gula? Because that shows that I'm not trying to take the credit that I knew all of these farim and I saw all of them. This is safer. Help me look up all these farim. Do I have to? I don't have to. If I don't remember, so don't say it. Okay. We go, comes a pit, one more Piskei Tshuvos. Once he's learning Piskei Tshuvos, he's going to learn the Piskei Tshuvos. One more. He says over here, he asked the question many times. Chachamim say, he's bringing down from the Lubavitch Rebbe, by the way. So I have to quote him because he did quote from the Lubavitch. He himself is quoting on the bottom from the Lubavitch Rebbe. He says, Matzinu kama l'kama svarim, shamati me kocham echad, haruni chacham echad, b'lila asker shen. What do you mean, the Rebbe Navera? Who is the one who said it? The Efshur Loimar, look what he writes. It is the Lubavitch Rebbe, by the way, once again. Kivan, the chacham wants to argue. Listen to this chiddush gadol, the Lubavitch Rebbe. Being that the chacham is writing this to argue, he doesn't want to hurt. He doesn't want this Rav to have a bad name. So it's worth it not to mention his name. And I'll mention Shamati Chacham Echad, because he wants to argue on that in that individual. That's what he says. L'chein adifu levater ala iloi shalo oimer dava b'shem oim, right? K'dei shalo yikoshel b'chshas albanas panem oim eskabe b'klein chaveh, right? I'm knocking this Rav. I'm knocking this sefer. He says many times, I'll say Shamati. I heard Chacham Echad, because they didn't want to knock. We have one, as Zaylam sees already, there's a lot over here that needs to be developed. But we have one more Gemara, which is Tzarech Ian Gadol on, we've all heard this Gemara, and it's really important for each one of us, because this is a Gemara that's going to give us life, La'olam Vayim. The Gemara is in Masechtas Yevamos, where the Gemara says like this, Rav Yochanan was very upset. We're going to learn the beginning of the Gemara over here. Also, Rav Elazar Amar L'Shmaitz, and Rav Elazar said over in a Gemara in the Beis Medrash, but he didn't say it over in the name of Rav Yochanan. He said it over in our Merchanan. We just learned, Kolavi Davin Hashem. It's allowed. It's an Avera. Rav Yochanan was the one who said it. Shama Rav Yochanan v'Iktir. Rav Yochanan was very upset. I skipped out the whole Gemara because it's not that good, but why was Rav Yochanan upset? The bottom of the Gemara says, what's he so upset about? Amar Rav Yudama Rav. You know why he's upset? We're going to learn, it's the next stop. The lips of the dead body, it moves in the grave. So Rabbi Yochanan's upset. You didn't say it over in my name, because when Rabbi Yochanan's going to pass away, they're not going to know that they're not going to say b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. So when Rabbi Yochanan's dead, he's not going to be like he's alive. Now that you all learned the sugi with me, what would you ask? That's all he's worried about. The Yeshiva is only worried about that his lips are not going to be moving in the grave. What do you mean? Gula. Gula, right. Not only that, it's a lot. That's Marsha, right. So Baruch Hashem, the Marsha asked the Kasha. The question is, the Marsha isn't going to tell it. Comes the Marsha. You see indirectly asked the question. What about Kalayim Medav Hashem? Maybe Gulaylam. He says it can't. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't upset about it. How do you know that? Because why was no one else upset? Why was Rabbi Yochanan the only one that was upset? Everyone else just said, "What do you mean? Why do you say it over the? Why is Rabbi Yochanan upset about it?" Rabbi Yochanan said because he himself is personally losing out. But the Marsha doesn't tell us why. What about Kolay Medav Shemayim? Why did Rabbi Yochanan not get upset and say, "You're stopping the gula for"? Why didn't anybody else stop? Well, you didn't. If Rabbi Yochanan said it, say it for shame, Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Breish wrote a whole, he is the one sefer that wrote a tshuva discussing this, and he says, Chiddush Gadol, Enachanami, they made a mistake. Rabbi Yashin didn't get upset with them. Why? because the Gemara says in Sefta's Brachis, in Ra'isa Talmud Chacham Shavra Avera, if you see that a Talmud Chacham didn't Avera B'nai, they'll not, you know that he did Tshuva. Al-Tahara Akra, Devaldei Asa Tshuva. So these Tzadikim in the Gemara that didn't say it over, or Rabbi Lazar in this case, that didn't say it over B'Shev Re'ech, he for sure did Tshuva. So Rabbi Yechon can't get upset with him because he did Tshuva. He knew that he made a mistake. He's only upset, why now you don't say it over my name? I know you did Tshuva, and you're not going to do it ever again. And the next time you give a shiur, you're going to say it over in the Gadol's name. But I'm losing out because my sifsaisis are not going to be diverse to the kever. That's why he was upset. So he says, why didn't you think that he did Tshuva on that? Says Rabbi Breish, because that's already been Adam al-Khavera. When it comes to Ben Adam al-Khaveri, you don't assume people do tshuva. That's what he says. Rabbi Breish says then, Ben Adam, the kolay medav v'shem gula la'ilam, okay, so he did tshuva on that. But the tshuva of that sifsaisis divas is Ben Adam al-Khaveri, that he didn't tshuva. Okay, that's back to the drush. So let's move on to the back of the Frakti comes Rabbi Breish, and he says like this. I mean, we also have to understand I need another share of sifsaisis divas to cover. What does that mean? So Rabbi Breish in 2020 says like this. I'm going to read you the bold print over here. We find so many times that it's a memory in Shas, and it says Chazal, and no one is quoting the exact words of the Chazal. So let's think about this for a moment. The love, it's not because I'm saying Chazal. I'm losing out on the maybe Gula Olam. I didn't mention the name. And therefore, Rabbi Breish also seems to say that many times. He also says a beautiful var. He says, why was Rabbi Yechon so upset? He brings down the panamiris. At the end of the day, Hashem knows you said it. In other words, if Rabbi Yechon said something, what's the place is diverse to cover? That you're really alive in this world. So let's say someone says over this in this world and they don't say your name. Hashem knows it's you. So you suffice the diamonds to the cover anyway. So what
caused other people to learn that want to learn that person's song?
Right, I'm saying, but he says, why was Rabbi Yechon, is the Panamir says, why does Rabbi Yechon care that he didn't say it over in his name? Hashem knows. So when they're gonna say over this man, Hashem knows it's you. So you suffice this diamonds for Kevin.
First of all, Rabbi Yechon's alive. What do you mean the Kevin?
He was afraid that when he dies, then that's what see, Rabbi Bryce said. He's afraid. That when he dies, his slaves are not going to be divers because they're not saying it in my name now. So when he dies, they're not going to say it in my name either.
In the future, when it's repeated.
Right, in the future, it's repeated. So Rabbi Breish says, this is the pun of me.
Yeah. Everybody would say.
Very good. Zayat, you're mechavin to the teretz of the pun of Miris. That's what he says. He says that if Rabbi Yechon says it, then everyone's going to listen. If it's not said over in the Shem Rabbi Yechon, it's going to be forgotten. It's going to be forgotten, then it's not sufficient. His sufficient will not be dug. It's forgotten. Beautiful. That's the point of Miris Tzaretz. That's what he says. But he... Okay, we can say it in the Shem Azayah. I can say the Shem Azayah because he didn't see the point of Miris. He says, but we're still back to the question. Rector of Ebraish, at the end of the day, Kalayim Adav B'Shem Aimra. You never answered. What happened with the Marshal's Kasha? What happened with that question? So says Rabbi Breish like this. We're going to read the bold part and then we'll conclude. Because we're going to see this as it heads into some ciphers.
The answer is there.
I'm sorry?
No one's going to say it. Well, if they didn't.
I'm saying, so why wasn't he worried about Dover Kalayim and Dover Shem Aimre also? He should have been also.
They would have said, if he was going to say it, then everyone's going to be saying that he's Douglas for me all the time. He didn't serve down to him. That's Rebbe Lezer. I don't really care. No one's going to remember it. No one, his sifsaisis are not going to be done with us. He still has the problem. That's why he said he should have said the same thing.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, but I agree. I'm not going to argue with that. But he just wants to, he gets it. He just says what we said before. I'm just going to read you the bold part of it. He says, many times in the Gemara it says, we know that there was a Kabbalah. Yitachin, or they forgot the names. Or they had a suffix in the names. It was already makubal in the Gemara. So is it an avera? It's not an avera. And that's how he ends off. Avadi, you should do it. As long as you say that it's a memram, I'm not making it up. We get always out of the problem of the lav. Okay, now we need maybe gulaylam. We should try to do the best we can do. And if you look at that's what they asked of Chaim Kanievsky in the first bir halacha, sif aleph. Chabad Chaim writes like this. Acher kach matzasi la'echad shehik shekein. They ask for Chaim, why doesn't the Chabad Chaim say who it is? He should say, maybe Gula Oilam. Maybe Gula Oilam. The first beer ha'acha, he says, I shamati. I saw one. So, says Rav Chaim, Kinir Leniska. Chabad Chaim didn't remember where he saw it. That's an easy answer. He didn't remember where he saw it. So what are you going to tell us? So he's not going to mention it. And a Chanam, he would have remembered. He would have said it. He didn't remember. Okay. Comes there. So once again, I looked through all Rav Chaim's forum. And he says, a Chiddush Gadol. There's a Chassam Sefer. Chiddush Gadol. Why Golus Mitzrayim? We're going into Pesach now. The Olam could say this over Seder night. Because we want to say maybe Gulayim. Say over the name of the Chassam. We'll have plenty of Chassam Sefers in Mitzvah. A lot of Chassam Sefers coming up. But this one, the island's got to see. The Pari El Yosef. Pari says to Yosef, No one is able to translate my dreams. And I heard that you are able to interpret dreams. Some Sefer says, what do you, I heard? He should have said the Sar Hamashkin told me. He didn't say Davar Oimer, B'Shem Oimer. He didn't say over. Says the Chassam Sefer, Al Kain Havi Golus La'Olam, V'Loi Gula. That brought Golus. So what do you see? Shagam Goy, Sarach Lamer, David B'Shem Imre. Im Yedua Lemara and Shlit the Makar Zeh. Rechayim, is there a Makar for this? Im Nachan Labar Dvar, it's an Avera. Uben Noach Mitzvah Gezel. Oh, it's Gezel. So Goy's Mitzvah on Gezel. Paroi should have said this.
The Jews went to Golus.
What does that mean? Right. They went to Golus because he didn't say Dabba B'Shem Imre.
He's very happy to be Golus.
What?
Paroi's very happy to read that Golus.
Right, I know. But I think he brought at that, what does it mean? He brought famine to the world. That's what it means. There was a famine there. Because of this, there was a famine came to the world. They had that famine for 2 years, or whatever it was. But he brought Golus. Because he didn't, if he would have said it over in the right person's name, no famine. If some cipher. And so look at what are the kind of answer? Yeah, that's a chesed. What do you mean? You should have done it. You should have said it. Why don't you just say, what I don't understand is why don't Rav Chaim just say, like the Shail says it's Gezel. So if it's Gezel, so then Poshit, Gai Mamatsub and Gezel. Okay, anyway, Chiddush Gadol. The kids are amaisa. What do we see from all of this?
Because then he said he heard. So he didn't say.
So you mean, it's only because of Dabar Be'on Shemayim. It's not Gezel. Very good. Excellent. Yoni's right. He did say, I heard. So he didn't. And it's only Chesed then. Then it's the Dabar Be'on Shemayim. Kids are amaisa. What do we see from the whole Shia today? Sometimes, if you're going to make it sound like it's your own, and you're going to say, I was Mechavin, and I'm learning, this is the Pshat, it's Gezel. That's Gezel. You're mislavish. You're stealing from others. That's a law. Very good. If you're going to go ahead and say, you need to say, therefore, based on the Gemara, you really have to say the first and the last. So if you saw it in the Sefer, who's the original source? That seems to be another category. In other words, the Gezel, it's not Gezel because it's not my own. I'm not saying it's my own. But then there's this next category. There's another category which the Gemara says, you have to say where you saw it and who's the original source. That's what you have to do. Everyone in the middle is a third category. That's a nice thing to do. Now, where's the maybe Gula Lailam? Which one's maybe Gula Lailam? I'm still trying to clarify that myself because the Dalim seem to say, it's a nice thing to say all of them. But which one's the maybe Gula Lailam? The maybe Gula Lailam is what seems from the Gemara. Maybe Gula Lailam is going to be that the first and the third. That's maybe Gula Lailam. I'm not taking credit for it. But I'm quoting the first and the third. But it's even a better Gula Lailam if you mention everyone's name, even those in the middle, which is not necessary. Because the stipler's lashon is, he doesn't say, if you look back at the stipler, Alva Mishum Toiv Ayin Yesh Bezeh, new lashon, Toiv Ayin, right? Look back at the stipler. Toiv Ayin, this is Toiv Ayin. So you see that there's three levels. There's maybe Gula Lailam, and then there's the Toiv Ayin. Maybe the Toiv Ayin is another level of maybe Gula Lailam. There's a different level of maybe Gula Lailam. So we should definitely try. Why not? If we see it in a Sefer, if we can quote where the Sefer got it from, so we're not stealing it. We're saying what we saw it. But if we can say where the Sefer's source is from, and if we can go back, Toivayin, Just make sure that we say, when we say Divrei Torah over, if we do know who says it, we should say it. We shouldn't take the credit, and we shouldn't make believe we're taking the credit, and we should make people should realize that we're not trying to be mislavish because of acherim. On Bizaich Hamir Tashem to say all the Divrei Torah in other people's names, or maybe Gula Loy.